Good morning. Greetings. Or I should say, season's greetings, and thank you, Anthony Fest, for inviting me on the Morning Mix on KPFA for my vegan animal liberation commentary. And of course, today is Christmas, and the birth of Jesus is celebrated around the world with the family gathered around the dinner table, feasting on foods that a Jesus certainly would not approve, much less eat. Just as it can be asked, whom would Jesus bomb? Whom would Jesus kill? Whom would Jesus drone? I ask, whom would Jesus eat? History is often written by propagandists with special interests, but it is generally accepted that a Jesus would have been an Orthodox Jewish rabbi. Now, I'm just enough of a biblical scholar to know that the very first commandment in the beginning of the Bible, Genesis book 1, verse 29, is to be vegan. Well, not in that exact word, which came along in the 1940s, but, in these exact words, quote, "And God said, I have given you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food." End quote. Now, I'm not trying to go all Bible-thumping religious on you. I mean, I've always thought that religion should just teach, thou shalt not kill, including all other animals, and the golden rule, including all other animals, and that you should just eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds, legumes. But then you wouldn't have all of those big donations to build those big cathedrals where you can spend all that time studying the Bible, and I just wonder how this could have been overlooked. Is the church barbecue just too much fun to adhere to what should be the teachings of the church? Is the holiday ham just too tempting to think about the fact that you're celebrating the birth of an Orthodox Jew by eating pig? Even Jews and Muslims agree on that one. But what about fish? Didn't Jesus feed the multitudes with bread and fish? Well, again, whom would Jesus bomb, kill, drone, or cook? Would a God or Son of God or Prince of Peace take pleasure in the suffocation of harmless, innocent creatures? And if you have this magical power to snap your fingers and abracadabra, all this bread, abracadabra, all this fish, well, then couldn't there be an abracadabra instead of fish with maybe olive relish or tahini or hummus to go along with the bread? So how have we gone so wrong? Well, we see every day how propagandists in power with special interests can spin anything. War is peace, coal is clean, nukes are green, Monsanto feeds the world with GMO fish even, the NSA doesn't spy on citizens in the USA, all of this with propagandist blessings from the complicit ABCNNBCBSPBS Fox censorship channel. And these are the lies of today. How much of ancient biblical text has been compromised and corrupted? How much of the truth has been conveniently mistranslated, misinterpreted? What becomes conveniently ignored? Like, was Jesus protesting animal sacrifice when he overturned the tables of the money changers? Now, you may think that I'm just trying to rewrite ancient history right now, and I would suggest that you listen to the December 26th archive of Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. If it's not posted yet, it will be there soon, and you will hear a discussion of this with ancient studies scholar Rin Berry, historical advisor to the North American Vegetarian Society, author of many books, including The New Vegetarians, Famous Vegetarians, Food for the Gods, Vegetarianism, and the World's Religions, The Vegan Guide to New York City, and Hitler, neither vegetarian nor animal lover. And yeah, we'll talk about that too, along with it looks like SeaWorld is tanking, for which I am thankful, and 97% of store-bought chicken contaminated with deadly bacteria, all on the December 22nd archive at goveganradio.com. I'm Bob Linden, wishing peace on earth, goodwill to all creatures by you giving them the gift of going vegan.